For as our nerves is indeed man's enemy, for as our nerves is indeed man's enemy, don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful, informative, thought-provoking silsila of Dawat-e-Islami, Hidden Diseases of Heart. And today's topic is Shamatat. Shamatat is a hidden disease. It is a spiritual disease. And what is shamatat? It's not a very commonly used word. We find it in the books. But it is important that we define this word and shed some light on it so we can understand and know that there is a sickness of ruh this kind and that is affecting us. Shamatat is that when one sees or witnesses any loss or difficulty affecting his blood brother or any Muslim brother and he gets happy. In other words, that if his own blood brother is in trouble, is in musibat, is in loss, he feels happy inside. Similarly, if another Muslim brother is in trouble, or he fell sick, or he lost money, he met with accident, or his children have become disobedient to him, and he feels nice, he feels good, he feels happy in his heart. This is called shamatat, and it is a very bad sickness. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 120, translation from Kanzul Iman. If some fortune is bestowed upon you, it grieves them. But if some misfortune overtakes you, then they are happy. And if you have patience and fear Allah, then their trick will not hurt you at all. Surely Allah encompasses of what they do. Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Hafiz Murtada Zubaydi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi writes under the commentary of this ayah karima that meaning of goodness in this ayat is ni'mat, and the meaning of sayyi'a or misfortune, Here is ma'asiyat, that is sin. And when they feel bad when you achieve a ni'mat or a bounty, this is actually hasad, this is jealousy. And when you receive any difficulty or any trouble, or when you are struck with any kind of calamity, they get happy, this is called shamatat. He writes further that there is warning in this ayah kareema that with whom you are exercising jealousy, O shamatat, these things cannot harm him, these things cannot hurt him until or unless he is punctual and steadfast with taqwa and sabr. So if he has taqwa and sabr, then hasad and shamatat cannot hurt him, cannot harm him. And if we do not have the support of taqwa and sabr, then of course we are vulnerable. Then hasad and shamatat of other people can cause serious damage to our personality, to our health, to our doings, to our day-to-day business, to our family life. Therefore, we should always adopt sabr and taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Qur'an al-Kareem at another place, وَلَمَّا رَجْعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِن بَعْدِي أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 150. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when Musa returned to his people full of anger and sorrowful, he said, how badly you acted in my place after me. Did you not hasten from the commands of your Lord? And he threw down the tablets and began to pull his brother Harun towards him, and to pull his hair from head. He, means Harun, alayhi salam, said, O son of my mother, the people deemed me to be weak and were about to kill me. So do not make the enemies to laugh at me, and place me not with the unjust people. It is mentioned in Tafsir Khazin under this ayah kareema, فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ, that do not cause enemies to laugh at me. So under this word it is written in Tafsir Khazin that the reality or the root of shamatat is that if you have enmity with someone, you have animosity with someone, a person, he has animosity against you, is filled, or his heart is filled with enmity against you. So when he is caught in any kind of difficulty or musibat or sorrow, and you feel happy about it, so it is said that so and so has done shamatat with so and so. It means that when difficulty comes on him, this person's heart gets happy. And this is the meaning that's taken in this ayah kareema, that Hazrat Harun alayhi salam said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that do not treat me in such way that the people who are our enemies, your enemies, my enemies, they will see that I am in takleef, I am in trouble, I am in difficulty, and that will cause happiness to them. So we have established with the verses of Quran Kareem that this is the exact meaning of shamatat, and that is that one gets happy when other person is in trouble or in musibat. Hazrat Sayyiduna Wasila radiallahu ta'ala no reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, do not do shamatat of your brother. It means that do not show happiness and joy on the difficulty of your brother. And if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His mercy upon your brother who is in trouble now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you involved with that difficulty that your brother is suffering now. So do not do shamatat about your brother. Do not get happy on his difficulty or on his sorrow. It is mentioned in another hadith mubarakah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to seek refuge of Allah azza wa jal from shamatat. And he used to say, or rather he used to make dua, that, O Allah, I seek your refuge from the dominance of debts. And from the shamatat of enemies. So shamatat is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this evil that people exercise. And the Sharia ruling about shamatat is that it is haram and it is severely criticized in our religion. And it is a sickness that will destroy you spiritually, can cause spiritual death to you. And from few examples we have understood that shamatat is that when you get happy, when your other brother, whether blood brother or Muslim brother, is in difficulty, that makes you feel good. That is shamatat. Actually, when other Muslim is in difficulty, no matter how big disputes you may have with him, this should not cause happiness to your heart. And this happens so often in our society, in our culture. And some people are so brave that if they don't like someone and that person met up with accident, that person fell sick, he got heart attack, or there was robbery at his place. And people are so daring to pass this kind of comments to say, good. He deserves it. He is like that. So, why these words are coming from his mouth in this way is because he is happy. And this is actually shamatat. And many Muslims, friends, relatives, colleagues, co-workers, they exercise this sin very often, and this is very bad. There's a beautiful story to give us a lesson that Hazrat Sayyiduna Sirri Saqati Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh opened a shop, a business in the marketplace. Once there was fire in the marketplace, the whole market, the whole bazaar was burned to ash. But his shop was safe and sound. And when the news reached to him that his shop is intact, there is no problem, then suddenly as a natural reaction that he is saved from the loss, he said, Alhamdulillah. But immediately he started cursing at himself. He started questioning to himself that only your shop got saved and you are saying Alhamdulillah. Just because of that, he left business. He closed down his shop and he said he'll never put his foot in business again. And then for saying Alhamdulillah at this occasion, he made tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and he left his shop and he left business. Even though nothing wrong with saying Alhamdulillah. But see, it made him afraid that I'm not sad on the loss of other Muslims. I'm just happy because I'm not in loss. So even though this was not a shamatat, he was not happy with the loss of other people, but he was doubtful. And since he was doubtful, he left business. Subhanallah. What kind of wonderful madani mindset our elders had. And if we can start practicing this and start understanding, the biggest problem that we face is that we don't even know that these kind of diseases do exist in our hearts, and these are hidden diseases and we cannot see them, and no doctor can diagnose them, no blood test can diagnose them. It's the spiritual doctors, the ulama, the scholars, the mashayikh, that who are really mashayikh with according to the conditions of Sharia, they are the one who will tell you that you are suffering with this sickness, with this disease, and please treat it, and they will show you and tell you the treatment as well. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, there are root causes for this sickness, and of course there are treatments as well, as we every now and then talk about it, that for every sickness there is cure, there is treatment. This is a different thing that sometimes we don't know the treatment, but Allah has created treatment for everything. The first cause reason for this hidden disease of heart is badkhahi. Badkhahi means to wish bad about someone. Person is not a well-wisher of other people. He is a bad wisher of other people. To desire loss for someone. And when someone is in loss, when someone is in difficulty, then to show happiness, to express joy. And this kind of demonstrations of joy and happiness happen very often in the marketplace. And people are not even shy to let others know that how happy they are, that this has happened to this one and that has happened to that one. And its treatment is that one should develop the jazbah, enthusiasm, love for well-wishing for the Muslims. One should make this madani mindset that this is my Muslim brother. Today he is facing loss and I'm getting happy. And then maybe this can happen to me one day, that I will be in trouble, I will be facing sorrows and calamities. And then if other people are laughing at me, how would I feel? So start reminding himself, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will get rid of this sickness if you are suffering with this sickness. And the second reason, the ulama ikram have said, that is bughd and kina, there is grudge. A person who is keeping grudge in his heart, when he sees his opponent is suffering, he gets satisfaction, he gets peace. and he becomes very happy. And this you find very often. People who have grudge in their hearts against other Muslims, they get very happy when they are in trouble, when other Muslims are in difficulty, other relatives are in difficulty, other co-workers, business people in the same market, when they are in difficulty, they get very happy. Its treatment is that one should try to clean his chest, his heart from the filth and the dirt of kina, of grudge. One should make his madani mindset that if I keep kina in my heart, this can become cause of my destruction in the dunya and in the hereafter. And one should remind himself that a real Muslim never keeps grudge in his heart against another Muslim brother. And one should read and learn and educate himself about the dangers of this sickness, increase his knowledge and information regarding this sickness, and try to treat and try to understand how harmful this disease is and how it can affect you not only in the dunya but also in the akhirat as well. So this way, inshallah azza wa jal, we are hopeful that you will try to treat this sickness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the perfect cure, inshallah. The third reason which the ulama ikram have said for shamatat is hasad, is jealousy. When person is jealous of someone, he always desires that the ni'mat which this person has must be snatched away, must be taken away from him. Its treatment is that one should ponder upon the destructions of hasad and jealousy. Keep in mind that hasad is a reason for the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is also one of the cause for iman to be snatched away at the time of death. Na'udhu billah, may Allah save our iman. The good deeds are destroyed because of jealousy. And because of jealousy, person gets involved in so many different kinds of sins. And because of hasad, person is deprived from many good deeds and acts of sawab. And when person is suffering with hasad, his dua is not accepted. Person is deprived from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a hasid, a jealous person, will always face disgrace and humility. So therefore, it is very dangerous sickness, and one should try to get rid of this. And another book which will help you to read and empower you is called Hasad, printed by Maktabatul Madina, a printing department of Dawat Islam. And the fourth reason, which the ulama ikram have mentioned as being a cause for this sickness of heart, which is known as shamatat, is ihsas-e-kamtari. Ihsas-e-kamtari is inferior complex. Sometimes person looks at his opponent and he looks at his consistent failures one after the other, and then he can be caught in inferior complex. And because of that inferior complex, shamatat is born. So when the opponent is suffering with something, it becomes cause of happiness for this person who is suffering with inferior complex. Even if opponent gets flu, he gets happy. He gets headache, he gets happy. He loses some money, this person suffering with inferior complex, he gets happy. There is death in his family, this person suffering with inferior complex, he gets happy. So many times you see that ultimately his only joy, his only happiness is that his opponent must suffer. So more he suffers, the more happiness he feels, this person who's suffering with inferior complex. And one should beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Allah, I'm suffering with this sickness. I can't find any happiness except that when my opponent feels some trouble. O Allah, take me out of this. One should look at the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one should make good niyats in every good work that he does. Because making good niyats for the good works will build hope in you, very strong hope, because you know that you are being rewarded. Your actions are not wasted, your namaz is not wasted, and you have good intentions, your charity is not wasted. Even if you give a smile to someone, that's also charity, is not wasted. So don't look at the worldly things only, that someone have made success in worldly matters and you did not make success in the worldly matters, and then you become victim of inferior complex. No, this shouldn't be our way. We should be looking at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the taqseem, distribution of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not in our hand. Every one of us should be focusing on the success of Akhirah. People who have more success in the dunya, they will face more difficulties in the Akhirah. People did not make success in the dunya, in business matters, in money matters, in wealth, this and that. They will have very less to stand for accountability. So therefore, one should treat this sickness, sit in the good company, in the company of Salihin. And a beautiful company in today's time is the company of the brothers of Dawat-e-Islami, or the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Even Madani Channel is a very good company. Madani Muzakira is fantastic company. So we should try to engage ourselves in Islamic and Dini environment, and that would help us to get rid of this sickness which is called inferior complex. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice what we have learned and pass it over to others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
You have not seen the deceiving one.